Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, May 18th. Canada's official inflation rate is at its highest level in 31 years. The basket of goods and services Stats Canada uses to calculate the cost of living was 6.8% more expensive last month than it was in April of 2021. March's rate was 6.7%. In April, food was up more than 9% and shelter more than 7%. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the inflation rate in April was 8.3%, down from 8.5% the month before. In the U.K., the inflation rate is 9%. Huron Bruce MP Ben Lobb's private member's bill has passed its second reading, 170 to 143. The bill would remove the carbon tax from grain drying and barn heating. It will now go to the Agriculture Committee to be studied. After that, it goes through a report stage, then has to pass a third reading in the House of Commons before being sent to the Senate for consideration. If it's adopted, it would receive royal assent and come into force. It's not clear how long that process will take. Another Bruce Gray Owen Sound provincial election candidates debate is set for tonight. The Gray Highlands Chamber of Commerce is hosting it at the Flesherton Kinplex. Doors open at 6:30 for a casual meet and greet, and formal events begin at 7. An Owen Sound man has been charged after an assault at the Central North Correctional Center in Penetanguishene. Provincial police say an inmate was seriously hurt last Friday morning and remains in a Toronto hospital in serious condition. The 34-year-old suspect from Owen Sound has been charged with aggravated assault. Southampton pharmacist Kristen Watt has won the Ontario Pharmacist of the Year Award. The award is presented by the Ontario Pharmacy Association to a pharmacist who has demonstrated outstanding achievement in all areas of pharmacy practice. Watt says she's incredibly honored. She also says community pharmacies grew exponentially during the pandemic.
The visibility and accessibility of community pharmacists has never been greater, so I'm really excited to be recognized at a time where we can capitalize on that and really affect change in the healthcare system in Ontario.
One of Watt's pharmacist technicians nominated her, highlighting Watt's focus on patient care, her work as a consultant pharmacist for Chapman House, contributions during the pandemic, and the opportunities she provides for co-op students. Watt has plans to travel to Africa in September to help a community of about 800 patients in Zambia, alongside a few doctors and nurses. You'll be able to donate at the pharmacy's cash register if you would like to contribute to vitamins and other supplies Watt will be taking for those patients. The Hepworth Public School is into its fifth year of its Brenda's Braids fundraiser to supply wigs for children. Amy Downey is a teacher who started the Canadian Cancer Society fundraiser 5 years ago when her aunt Brenda was diagnosed with cancer. They are doing a six-week Brenda's Braids Blitz, where students wear their hair in a braid every Tuesday from April 16th to May 24th. At the end, the kids cut off their hair and send it to Wigs for Kids.
I think it's just really important for kids in schools to understand that some families are going through this and going through harder times than they are. We've had a few kids go through our school who have fought cancer and beat it, which is wonderful.
Downey says the goal for this year was to raise $2,000, and they've already surpassed that goal at about $2,800. Prince Charles and Camilla were at the National War Memorial in Ottawa this morning as part of their trip to Canada. They also met with the Ukrainian community at a Ukrainian Orthodox cathedral, visited the Byward Market, and watched an RCMP musical ride. Other activities today include taking part in a discussion about climate change and possible market solutions for it, as well as meeting women who have fled Afghanistan and stopping by an elementary school to talk about literacy. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 389 points to 20,101. The Dow Jones has plummeted 1,164 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.58 U.S. cents, down 49 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $109.06, down $3.34 a barrel. Checking sports, there are two openers in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs set for tonight. First in Raleigh, the Carolina Hurricanes host the New York Rangers. Then later in Calgary, it's game one in the Battle of Alberta. The Flames will be hosting the Edmonton Oilers. The NBA West Final opens tonight in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors host Dallas. The Toronto Blue Jays look to complete a series sweep of the Seattle Mariners in American League Baseball action tonight. And the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League released their 2022 schedule. The season starts Tuesday in Desboro. The full schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.